This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 25th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. World Watch Monitor reports that 27 Christians, including a pastor, who were presumably drowned as they tried to escape their Muslim attackers in northeast Nigeria, Africa. The attack occurred 2 weeks ago as Islamists descended on the village of Gan, firing indiscriminately upon men, women, and children. Reverend Garrison Ezekiel Kill, pastor at the Boyki Lutheran Church of Christ, was one of the victims of the attack. The megachurch evangelical leader Andy Stanley is back in the news. This time, he says the Ten Commandments no longer apply, according to his column in Relevant Magazine. In a talk he gave to his church of 34,000 recently, Stanley asked, "Why do Christians want to post the Ten Commandments and not the Sermon on the Mount?" Listen to this clip from the sermon itself.
Originally in my notes, I was going to put a screen up here that said, "In other words, that means thou shalt not obey the Ten Commandments." But I knew someone would take a picture of that. And it would define me for the rest of my life. So I'm not going to put it up there. But I want you to hear me say it. Here's what the Jerusalem Council was saying to the Gentiles. You are not accountable to the Ten Commandments. You're not accountable to the Jewish law. We're done with that. God has done something new.
Stanley neglected to quote what Jesus said about the law in the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5:17-18. "I have not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Ireland's health minister, Simon Harris, has announced that the government would provide abortions free of charge for any mother who would like to end the life of her child, reports CNA. The Republic of Ireland legalized abortion in a national referendum in May. As of last year, Ireland also appointed the nation's first prime minister who openly claims to engage in the sin of homosexuality. More serious allegations of sexual sin and sexual crimes against Judge Brett Kavanaugh emerged over the weekend, carried by People magazine, The New Yorker, USA Today, and other major news sources. The accusers admitted to participating in drunken parties in high school or college and alleged Kavanaugh's participation. In a Fox News interview last night, Kavanaugh denied all accusations and said he's looking for a fair hearing.
"I am looking for a fair process, a process where I can defend my integrity and clear my name. And all I'm asking for is fairness and that I be heard in this process."
In addition, several Yale Law School professors canceled classes yesterday in order to allow their students to travel to Washington, D.C. to protect Kavanaugh's appointment to the nation's high court. Recent Fox News polls indicate dwindling public support for the nomination, now at 40% in favor, 50% against. Another evangelical college has agreed to accept homosexuality on campus. Azusa Pacific Christian College, which has its roots in evangelical Methodism, has amended its student standard of conduct agreement to allow what they call, quote, LGBTQ plus relationships, end quote, on campus, according to Zoo News, the student newspaper. Pepperdine University also withdrew its Title IX exemption in 2016, agreeing not to, quote-unquote, discriminate against homosexuality on campus. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." Hurricane Florence is not done with North Carolina yet. Rivers are still rising. Work crews rescued another 350 stranded people over the weekend. And the good news is that I-95 was reopened for the first time Sunday evening, reports WRAL-TV. The latest damage report puts reparations at $44 billion. 8 of the 10 most destructive hurricanes in America's history have hit since 2005. And finally, an Indonesian teen was rescued near Guam after drifting in his fishing boat some 2,000 miles over 49 days. Aldi Novel Adelang went adrift when his mooring line snapped in strong winds. The young man survived on fish and seawater filtered through his clothes to eliminate some of the salt. The Deseret News reports that Aldi had considered committing suicide, but was encouraged by reading the Bible. His parents had told him to pray in times of distress, and he credited this to his survival. The young man was finally rescued by a Panamanian vessel, the 11th ship to pass by him, which dropped him off in Japan on September 6th, allowing him to reunite with his family on September 8th. Watch some compelling video from the CBS TV news story in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 25th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.